order today. That's conservative.edu and scroll to bookstore.
Join Pastor John Fonville for Him We Proclaim every weekday morning at 9:30, brought to you by Paramount Church. Him We Proclaim is an extension of the church to help bring the good news of the gospel to all people. Pastor John's passion and prayer is that through ministry and the resources Paramount Church makes available, the gospel becomes paramount in your life. Paramount Church invites you to join them weekday mornings at 9:30 right here on The Truth. Visit ParamountChurch.com. This message sponsored by Perry McCall Construction.
Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these three stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, the issue today is the results of abandoning God. When we talk about seeing the horrific scene and the consequences of a deranged, gender dysphoric individual, a boy, male, wanted to be a female, and going through the transitioning and the transgenderism, and the end result of what we've seen with the shooting and a Christian school, Catholic school and church, where two or three were killed, and I believe about 17 injured. And then you look at the manifesto, multiple manifestos down through the years. This shooter, this deranged, demonic, controlled mind did not just decide to do this shooting and then walk into the school and start doing so. This has been planned and being promulgated and carried out down through the years. That's evident. And the Marxist media is not bringing all of this out. But that's evident. And looking at the trove of weapons and on the ammo cases and on the weapons themselves, it's written on there what it's for. This is for Trump. This is for kids. Where is your God? Et cetera, et cetera. It is sad, sad, sad. But I believe we're witnessing today the results of America abandoning God. And how do I say we're abandoning God? We've abandoned God by bringing in the woke culture. We've abandoned God by promulgating and pushing the transgenderism. We've abandoned God by spitting in God's face and saying there's about 157 genders rather than just male and female that God said He created. We've abandoned God by allowing the LGBTQ sodomite agenda being taught in the public schools, deranging and perverting the minds and the hearts of the children, our kids and grandkids that are in school. We have abandoned God when we make the decision and determination that prayer cannot be in the classroom, Bible cannot be in the classroom, but all of the perversion and the sexual perverted material can be used in the classroom. We've abandoned God. We're witnessing, ladies and gentlemen, if you sow to the wind, you're going to reap the whirlwind, the scripture says. We're witnessing that in its culmination in our nation today. I believe Kenneth is on the line. Kenneth, go with the question and comment, please. Kenneth, are you present?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. I hope you're doing, I know you're doing well.
Can't complain.
I won't complain. And Dr. Youngblood, I think it was Jim that was on the line first.
Mm-hmm.
He was dead on point, and you were dead on point. But Really, I'm going to tell you the truth. I don't know, but in my heart, if you start back putting the death sentences on people, because if they don't, they say, well, I'd be cool for the rest of my life. I have everything supplied for me. And they don't care. It's like they say, well, hey, I don't want. They just lose their mind. I don't want to live in this world anymore. And I'm going to tell you, the parents of that boy, especially I think her mother was on the staff in that school.
She was up until 2021. She retired and resigned in 2021. In fact, online you can find where they had a special going away, if you please, recognition for her. They wrote some things in the manuals and so forth for the school about his mother, because she was kind and benevolent, blah, 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 as long as she was there. Yeah, his connection, in my opinion, and nothing has been said yet. I don't know if he went to school there, but I do know his mother had at one time worked there. That was the connection I believe that he had with it. But, Kenneth, I'm looking at an article that points out some of the things written on his weapons and on his ammo. He wrote the phrases, "For the children," that's on an ammo case, "Where is your God?" "Kill Donald Trump." All of these written on rifle ammo magazines, and many, 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 many other words and phrases written in clear, concise, precise Russian. So my question is, where did he learn Russian? Why Russian writings on his ammo and his weapons? What was he saying in relationship to that? I'd love to see somebody taking photographs of that and translating for the general populace in America what he was saying in Russian. Was it something that somebody was telling him? Was he intrigued by that? It's definitely obvious that he was following the pattern of the killer, the shooter in Tennessee in the Covington church. Kenneth, I'm going to just take a moment and run down a list for you, and then I'm going to make a statement and get your response. Major shootings since 2018. Now I've reviewed mass shootings I've looked at the ones for over 20 years, looking at them, analyzing them, trying to find a common denominator. Common denominator is usually a younger person, usually, 99.999%, they're on some type of psychotropic drugs. Multitudes of them are sexual gender dysphoric, and some of them are in the transition, as they would call it, transgenderism. For example, Robb Elementary School, Uvalde, Texas, May 24th, 2022, 21 killed, 19 children, 2 teachers. Covenant School, Nashville, Tennessee, March 27th, 2023, 7 killed, 3 children, 3 adults, plus the shooter himself. Monterey Park Ballroom shooting, California, January 23, 12 killed, 11 victims in the shooter. Juliet Family Spree shooting in Illinois, 9 killed, 8 victims in the shooter. And then Birmingham Entertainment Venture Capital venue shooting, September the 21st, 2024. And I could go on and on and on. And what I'm trying to tie together in our conversation today is there's a nexus, there's a common denominator, and the general common denominator is a psychotropic drug, number one, and multitudes of them, if not on drugs, but drugs plus other things, like now with this shooter, was in the stages of transition, as it's called. As a result of that, he was totally, totally depressed and wanted to die. What would cause this? Why are we seeing this as you see it? What are your thoughts about it? Why are we seeing this in America?
I'm going to tell you, it's demonic. And people cannot realize that. It's demonic. And I'll tell you the truth. It was Obama, not Crazy Joe. They want to, how can I say it? They want to make confusion in America because they could rule over the asses. It's just like that guy in Florida he didn't have had that kill three people. He was driving a darn semi. There really wasn't a license to do it. It's crazy.
What we're witnessing, the bottom line is that I wanted to check you on and ask. The bottom line is we're seeing the results of the seed that we have sown in America. No more recognition of morals, ethics, and values. No Bible in the classroom to teach the kids. No Pledge of Allegiance in the classroom to teach the kids. No prayer in the classroom allowed. And yet we see this is the manifestation of what we've done by abandoning God. A nation that abandons God, God's going to judge and abandon that nation. One other thing, Kenneth, and I'll let you go. Transition or trans Minneapolis Catholic school shooter identified had two names, and it goes on to talk about kill Donald Trump was written on one of the gun's ammo. And this is the article. This is the article. According to the court documents, a 17-year-old Robert, as his name, formerly had a legal name changed to Robin because documents state the minor child identifies as female and wants her name to reflect the identification. The application for the name change of a minor was filed by his parents, his mother in particular, and the court granted the request in 2020. So here's the point. Here's a parent, here's a mother that was dumb enough, ignorant enough, if I could be bold, stupid enough to do this because the child was going through gender dysphoria, and the mother said, okay, I'll tell you what we can do. We can start you on the path of transition, change your name, have your body parts chopped off, and you'll become a boy, or vice versa. You're a boy and you'll become a girl. And this is the thing that bothers me so much. I'm looking at his layout of some of his ammo. Where's your God? One is some profanity, and the other one is, this is the big one. It is for the mega time, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And yet we're hearing the liberal, socialist, Marxist, communist, Democrats today saying we need more gun control, we need more laws. There's not a law on the books that could have stopped this other than the fact that he had major, major, major psychological and mental disorder. That should have been treated rather than causing him to go into a deeper, dark dungeon that brought this about by giving him the transitional drugs. Plus, he admitted that he was vaping, and because of pot and other drugs that he was ingesting, it opened the door wide for demons to come in. So we're witnessing what America is receiving is God's judgment because we've abandoned God. So right. Kenneth, the only answer is...
Let me ask you one more question.
Quickly. Yes, it's quickly. Short. Go ahead.
It's short. I tell you what. His parents need to be convicted. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you, but that's what I think.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what part his mother played in it. It was evident that she was had a mixed up, tortured mind herself, even though she worked at a, quote, Catholic school. There's a problem with anybody. I don't care what denomination, what dogma, what religious standards supposedly be held. Anybody that would think that way and allow a child and help the child, embrace the child, and doing a what is called transgenderism today, they need their head examined themselves. I'm looking at a headline. Yeah. I'm looking at a headline that says, "How many more Christians must die before this is changed?" So, Kenneth, thank you so much for your call today, and God bless you as we keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. What is the answer? What should be done? We're talking about today a very serious issue, and it's wrapped around the thinking and the process and the consequences of what has taken place in Minneapolis, Minnesota, where we find this distorted, totally tortured mind has gone in and killed at least two people, injured 17 others, and then took his own life. So what do we know? What is it that we know about the shooter? So far we know is he had legal weapons. They were not illegal weapons. All were legal weapons. We know that he had gender dysphoria. Male transition to female. He perhaps on multiple drugs, as he's admitted himself in several of the writings that I've read. He's been known to have depression and mental problems. since he started the transition in 2018, name changed in 2020. He also left volumes. Listen, he left volumes. It's not a matter of wondering what he thought and wondering what he was doing. He left a paper trail a mile long. He left volumes of evidence that he hated God, he hated Christians, he hated Jews, he hated President Trump, and actually hated himself and his depression. He wrote that he was depressed in several of the articles that I have researched. Several articles he talked about his depression. This article starts looking at here, how many more Christians must die? They're all mentally sick, and doctors should be legally barred from affirming their mental illness in any other way. The killer of two Minneapolis children sat in the church pews praying during Mass. A man identifying as a woman, the issue of transgender mental illness and violence has quickly moved to the forefront and center in the media and online. Goes further. In his YouTube account, this shooter admitted, quote, listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. The shooter admitted in a YouTube account, I'm not well. I'm not right. I am a sad person. I'm haunted by thoughts that do not go away. I know that this is wrong, but I can't seem to stop myself. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the identification fully of demonic control. And the mind and heart and life that's turned away from God will open the doors for demonic control. Anybody, listen, if you're on any type, if you've used any type of marijuana, pot, any other drugs, pot is the gateway to all other drugs. I have discussed that, talked about that, broadcast that many, many, many times. And yet, we have the high-profile, deep-pocketed drug potheads users in the state of Florida that's already getting petitions to have pot put back on the ballot November 2026. John Morgan and his law firm, they've already gotten, I believe it was like 675,000 signatures on petitions. They need a little over 800,000. They're on the fast track for doing that. And if they wind up with the 800,000 or more, the vote will be taking place November of next year as to whether or not to make it a constitutional, not a law, a constitutional amendment that will force the state of Florida to be the, if you please, the pot capital of America, with everybody flowing to the state of Florida to buy and to use. Listen, it will destroy our cities. It will destroy our state. It will destroy the hearts and the minds of our youth. That's what we're witnessing with this young man that has gone through this torture. This article reads, the problem of encouraging and celebrating people who transition where there is also serious mental, physical health risk for such action to be carried out. The article reads, every trans person, listen to this now, every trans person is dangerously delusional. They are mentally sick. Doctors should be legally barred from affirming their mental illness in any way, adult or child. Everyone knows it now. Not innocent children. Now innocent children are dying because so many people were too cowardly to speak up. Further, the article states, it's given the comparison, and it names the person that I'll not name. It was March 27, 2023. Shooter, a woman identifying as a man, entered the Covenant School in Nashville, Tennessee, killed 3 9-year-old students, 3 adults, and the administrator, substitute teacher, and the custodian. The comparison of these two crimes are totally unavoidable. Both of these crimes were committed by transgender individuals. Both were targeting Christians. Both were targeting Christians and children. Further, the article states, every single time this ideology surfaces in these attacks, it's wrapped up in anti-Christian, anti-family, anti-truth narratives. It isn't a coincidence. Its consequences when society affirms delusional people instead of treating them, if you don't just confuse individuals, you weaponize them. And these are the cases. Christians and children become the targets of these delusional minds. Senator Jim Bank, Republican of Indiana, quote, believes the problem, listen to this, believes the problem is affirming mental illness instead of treating it, end quote. For decades, research has shown the linkage between psychotropic drugs prescribed to teenagers and the end result of the violence. And ladies and gentlemen, we can't sit back as citizens in America. We can't sit back as Christians in our nation, in our state, in our city, and say that these things are not the consequences, the results of turning our backs on God, of abandoning God, of simply saying that somehow, some way, God and God's word are absolutely inconsequential and we should not be concerned about it whatsoever. Ladies and gentlemen, transgenderism and its move across the nation has opened the doors, I believe, for demons and for demons to control the hearts and the minds of hundreds of thousands of our young people in America. I believe every doctor, every school counselor, every school teacher, every hospital that in some way participates in the transdelusional movement should be prosecuted for malpractice and imprisoned for doing so. Now you say, well, that's pretty harsh. No, that's the end result of what needs to be done. Somehow, some way, there's a mindset that they're just treating these poor kids that need to have body parts chopped off. They're trying to help them on their journey. The latest eminence, because of MONEY, and what's just been ordered with the Health and Human Services, ordered to defund any school that's teaching gender ideology and the sex educational courses in their school system. I believe that's a good move to try to head off future devastation and difficulties in our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, this individual's mother should have never allowed this to be under her leadership and watch. We need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, what is happening and the cure that needs to take place. Listen, when God is abandoned, when God's word is challenged and abandoned, we need to recognize God's going to abandon us as a nation. Let me just read you a little summary on this subject. God's protection and blessing, I believe, is withdrawn. When a nation rejects God, it often loses God's divine protection and favor. Deuteronomy 28:15, but if thou wilt not obey the voice of the Lord your God to be careful to do all the commandments, then all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. The Bible says it. I don't say it. God's word says it. I believe that when we abandon God, we see an increase in corruption and injustice. Spiritual decay often leads to moral and societal decay and violence and injustice and corruption and oppression. Isaiah 4 and following. Oh, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity. Your countries lie desolate. Your cities are burned with fire. There's the prophetic warning, I believe, ladies and gentlemen, in the scripture. Jeremiah 18:7 and following. If at any time I declare concerning a nation that I will pluck up and break down and destroy it, and if that nation turns from its evil, I will relent. God offers mercy, God offers grace, and God's protection if we turn back to God. I believe the key to what we see taking place today, ladies and gentlemen, in the society in which we're living in and the devastation that we see taking place, I believe that what needs to take place is we need to repent, return to God, and seek revival. That's the only answer. But ladies and gentlemen, we need to pray for those families where they have lost loved ones. We need to pray for the state of confusion and chaos that is taking place as a result of it. And ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize that this young man had planned this for some time. It wasn't spontaneous. It wasn't something that just happened overnight and he decided, I'm going out and shoot up a school. That was not the case at all. All of the documentation and the evidence we find that is on hand. I'm looking at a five-page document that's got page after page after page of his handwritten, very carefully written, clear penmanship and block lettering in his page after page after page and book after book after book of his manifesto as what he's doing. When he says, I'm not well, I'm not right, I'm a sad person. I'm haunted by these thoughts that do not go away. I know this is wrong, but I can't seem to stop myself. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I understand that before this took place, in fact, 2 years ago, Tim Walz, Tampon Tim, governor of Minnesota, was asked to increase security to protect the schools. I'm looking at the headline. The school begged Governor Tim Walz to increase security before this horrific shooting, and he did nothing. This article reads, advertising shooting at a Catholic school in Minnesota has come pointing fingers to Governor Tim Walz after he reportedly refused to heed any warning about the growing threats against the students. While some of the left are calling for gun control and blaming Republican politics, the state's Democratic governor might have failed to increase security despite being warned 2 years ago of the possible attack. The letter of warning, penned April the 14th, 2023, it cited a school shooting at the time in Tennessee, which was also purported to be by a transgender-identifying shooter. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's not something that happened by surprising, yes. Not something that happened that should not have happened. It should never have taken place. But part and parcel is because of what we know that has taken place, that we had an individual that was in his dysphoric mind. Transgenderism had prevailed. And as a result of that, he admits that he's depressed, that he wants to die, that he cannot get the demon. He didn't call it demon thoughts. I did. Let me read that in closing. The shooter said, I'm not well. I'm not right. I'm a sad person. I'm haunted by these thoughts that do not go away. I know this is wrong, but I can't seem to stop myself. And may I say to you, as one writer put it, the problem of encouraging and celebrating people who are transitioning when there are serious mental and physical health reasons, and such actions should cease and desist. Ladies and gentlemen, it deserves our serious prayer and our recognition that God is still in control, God is on the throne, and we need to recognize our need to turn back to God. I'm looking at an article about Psalms 9, verse 17. The essence of Psalms 9, 17 is wrapped around the seriousness of forgetting God. When we think about it, the wicked, we can picture those who live without conscience, ignoring any moral standards and ignoring God. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we've ignored God long enough that God's going to say, okay, I'm going to open the doors of the response as to what a nation receives when a nation abandons God. We're witnessing more and more and more of these unusual events, more and more of the mass shootings, closer and closer together. And I believe it's time that Christians and pastors and churches in general stand up, speak up, be salt, be light that God's called us to be in a dark and decaying society while there's yet opportunity. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm thankful that you joined us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You've been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative.